Ambassador Paul Baker, President of the Trade Development Board, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, allow me to express my delegation's profound gratitude to the Socialist Republic of Vietnam for its gracious decision to host the 16th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. We commend Vietnam for its unwavering commitment to facilitating this momentous occasion, and I take this opportunity to reaffirm Kenya's full support for Vietnam in this esteemed endeavor. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development has over the years played a pivotal role in shaping the multilateral landscape and advancing a more equitable international economic order. Through the formulation of inclusive policies on international trade and development, UNCTAD has continuously addressed systemic imbalances and asymmetries that have persisted within the global economy. As we navigate an increasing and dynamic and interconnected world, the need for renewed and strengthened multilateralism has never been more pressing. Historically, UNCTAD's work has evolved from focusing on North-South relations and the associated challenges to today's broader emphasis on the interdependence of nations across various economic sectors. In this rapidly changing global environment, the challenges we face are multifaceted and transcend borders, ranging from the devastating impacts of climate change to the ongoing financial, food, energy crisis, as well as other critical issues such as conflicts and pandemics. The 16th sessions of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development presents a critical opportunity for us to collectively address the most pressing issues of our time. And we are confident that under the leadership of the Secretary General, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, the conference will be able to forge a more robust solutions and strengthen multilateral cooperation, building on previous gains made from previous conferences, such as the Nairobi, Mafikiano, and the Bridgetown Covenant, and provide an inclusive and forward-thinking development perspective for a sustainable shared future. As I conclude, my delegation looks forward to participating in upcoming intergovernmental negotiations and other consensus-building forums with the Secretariat and other member states with the purpose of engaging in productive discussions that will advance our shared goals. I wish to once again express my sincere appreciation to you, Madam Secretary General, for providing this invaluable platform that has allowed us to engage in this important dialogue. Your leadership and commitment to fostering such discussions are deeply commendable. I thank you.